Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the show today. I tell you, it is another exciting day, another morning, another opportunity to get it right. That's right. We thank God for every new opportunity. You know, every morning brings about a new mercy, you know. And not just one, but more than one. And we need to look for those opportunities. Where are those opportunities for us to see God's mercy in and on our lives? You know, they're all around us. And sometimes we end up focusing on the wrong thing. And we just got to learn how to focus on the right thing. And not focus, I can tell you right now, when you're focused on your problem, that's absolutely being focused on the wrong thing. Well, I tell you, I am so excited about today and as we've been here each and every day this week. So far, this is Wednesday. You know, we call Wednesday hump day. Got to get over the hump. Got to get through today. Got to get through today, but we made it to today. And so the thing is, do you have what it takes? Do you have what it takes to go to the next level? Do you have what it takes to go to the next level? So I believe our guest is on with us this morning, so we're very excited about that, and we're going to bring our guest on in just a minute, so don't go away, but I want to make sure I tell you all about our very, very, very exciting teleshow coming up. That's right, we have an exciting teleshow that's coming up, and we hope that you are ready. We hope that you are looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. It is going to be an incredible, incredible show. So we have some very, very special and powerful guests coming on this month. We have Mr. George Fraser coming on awesome, awesome, powerful, and dynamic speaker, leader, entrepreneur. He travels all over the world speaking to very large corporations, empowering employees to do their jobs and to do it better, empowering companies to do their job and do it better. It's just so many wonderful things that we could say about this powerful man, and he's going to come and he's going to power up your possibility. That's right. He's going to tell you things that maybe you would have not thought about. He's going to tell you things that maybe you didn't think it could happen or that it would happen for you. So I'm just going to open up our phone line for our guests just to let them know that we acknowledge you. Area code 714, your phone line is open. Good morning and welcome to All About Entrepreneurs.
Amen. Good morning. Can you guys hear me?
We can. I can hear you
loud
and clear.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, praise the Lord. We're just going to start with prayer, and we're going to get going this morning. Is that okay with everyone? Hopefully so. So,
that is great.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we have just going to see where the Holy Spirit just begins to lead us and just bring a word this morning, a rhema word. So, God, we just thank you, Father, for waking us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for each and every person who has called in and is seeking you, Lord. Lord, we can do nothing apart from you, God, and we desire what you desire, Father. And we just ask, Lord Jesus, for you to guide and direct us. Give us this day our daily bread. Father, from you, we can do nothing, Lord. Lord Jesus, you are calling us, Lord Jesus, to so much higher than where we even are, God. And Lord, I just pray, Father God, that you would guide us and you would direct us and you would comfort us. In the name of Jesus, you would keep us in perfect peace, God. Please forgive us for anything that is not like you, God. Open up our eyes to see, our ears to hear. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would just give us the next step, Father, and just guide us and direct us, Lord. And we just thank you and we praise you. We love you today. We honor you in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Amen. Amen. We're just seeking God for direction because there's so much that he is doing. And the truth of the matter is that there are some things that block us from being able to see. And Lord gave us some specific instructions for success. So if you have your Bible with you, if you can turn to Joshua, the first chapter, God has given us abilities, has given us skills. And if we learn, know that, we know that, look at the temple, and he gave him specific dimensions and directions and colors and schemes. And he is an exact God, and he does things with strategies. So today we're believing God for divine strategies so that we can step into the next dimension that God has for us. Of course, God, the enemy knows that you're doing and where you're going and what you're doing, and he sends traps and he sends things to set you back. And we have to know that the enemy is going to send those things, and we have to know that we have to be ready to stand. So what is temptation? It's an opportunity to stand. He wants you not to be in line with God. He wants his favor not to fall on you. He wants you to turn from the Lord. He wants you to feel stress and pressure. He wants you to not believe what God says. But we know that without faith, it is impossible to please God. So you have to have faith to believe and receive what God is doing at the next level. We have to believe. If we believed him to get the business going, we have to believe him to keep it going. If he gave you the business, you have to know that he's going to make a way. You have to know that you need him every step of the way. If you can pay tithes with very little, you can pay tithes with very much. So God has to be able to trust you. There's laws that are set in place. We have laws of dimension. So when you come into the things of God, you have God's economy, and it goes off of a regular economy goes off of goods, services, money. Goods, services, money is in a natural way, but we go off of goods, services, and faith. The faith that we have will give us everything that we need, every bit of access. What is it? If you're behind on something, if you're needing to get ahead, if you're needing to expand, it is God's job to bring the finances, to bring exactly what you need to pass. It's the Lord's job to give you. So we have to have faith for it. We have to stand for it. We have to write the vision, make it plain, post it up for us to see. Though it tarry, wait for it, it shall surely come to pass. So if you've written it down, great. Now have faith. You got to walk by it. You have to touch it. You have to believe it. You have to receive it. You have to know God's given us these specific dimension for a reason, for soul winning, for advancing the kingdom of God. He gave some to be certain things, and you have to know what your calling is in the midst of that. So the formula in Joshua chapter 1 for success, it says, after the death of Moses, this is the first chapter, so Joshua 1 and 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to you. They were getting ready to cross over and step into their promise. We already know that the older people could not cross in because of their hard heart. They couldn't cross in because of the things that they wanted to believe. They saw themselves as grasshoppers, so that's what they were in the sight of others. You have to see yourself as a giant. You have to see yourself as big. You have to see yourself as advanced. You have to see yourself as successful. You have to see yourself as being used by God. You have to see yourself delivered. You have to see yourself forgiven. You have to see yourself whole. You have to see and believe it. Even if no one else can see it, you have to be able to see it. So Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them. To the Israelites, as he has promised. I will give you every place where you set your feet. Why would he say feet? Because feet is a place of authority. Feet is your place where God is looking. Because the feet, even if you, let me give you a reference, scripture reference. Every time you see feet, you see authority. So he told in Genesis 3:15, the devil, he said, and she will bruise your head and crush your heel. He was saying to the devil, he said, I know that you've gotten my guy Adam to sin. I know that authority's been given to you. But, however, I will take back authority through this seed. It'll come through the woman, and they're going to crush your head. So the lowest part on your body is your foot. He's going to crush you with the foot. We have to put something underfoot. And where you see your foot, you always see authority. The enemy understood exactly what God was talking about. How do you know? Because he understood a child would be born that would take back his authority. Because in the fourth chapter, you see immediately he gets Cain to kill Abel because he thought that Cain was, the Abel's offering was acceptable to the Lord and it was going to happen then. But God always delays and he may wait, and you never know exactly how he's going to do something. And all throughout the years, you see the enemy trying to kill the babies. He understood a child was coming to take back his authority. So when you see feet, you always see authority. In Hebrews 2:8, it says, in putting all things under my feet, I've left nothing outside of man's control. You see authority. You have to see yourself in authority over your business, over your books, over your radio, over your TV show, over your family, over your children, over your marriage. You have to see yourself walking in authority, in a position of responsibility, in a position of dictatorship, in a position of leadership, in a position of priesthood, of praying, in a position of seeking the face of the Lord. In that way, you know what to crush. And in the midst of that, you have to use your spiritual weapons in your authority over the spirit that God has given. You have to bind the enemy off of your business. You have to bind him off of your family. You have to bind him off of your mind. You have to come against him as he is coming against you in the name of Jesus. You tell him you're not going to kill, steal, and destroy what the Lord is doing with me. So when you set your foot down, you will see yourself begin to say no. And you say, Mom's putting her foot down. That's because that's a place of authority, okay? So I've given you every place where you set your foot. Authority, Luke 10:19. Behold, I have given you power and authority over all the power of the enemy. We shouldn't be saying things like under the present circumstance, because you should be over the present circumstance, okay? So as he promised, your territory will expand from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river of Euphrates, all the Hittite country from the great sea to the west. It says the fifth chapter, we are in Joshua 1 and 5. No one will be able to stand up against you. And all the days of your life, as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. So we know that we are not in the midst of this and what we're doing by ourselves. We didn't call ourselves. The dream began to burn inside of you, and so you began to carry out what God had for you. So you know that you are not in this alone. You know that you are setting out to do what God has purposed in you to do, and you cannot do it apart from him. Apart from him, according to John 15, you can do nothing. So no one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. You have to begin to say what God says. That's homoglossia. Begin to speak exactly what he says. As I was with Moses, so will I be with you. You have to know that God is with you in this venture. He's with you in this mission. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous because you will lead these people to inherit the land, I swear to your forefathers. Be strong and courageous in the midst of your business. Be strong and courageous in the midst of your ministry. Be strong and courageous in the midst of your family. Be strong and courageous. He's telling you, you have to be bold, you have to be strong, you have to be courageous, okay? So he is giving these things to us. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey. That's key right there. To obey all the laws my servant Moses has set before you. So you have to do, there's some boundaries God has given you, and there's some rules and regulations he's given you. And if you fall, I did a lifeline about this yesterday, you have to get back up again and begin to look to the Lord to help you. You just cry out to him and call out to him for that deliverance and that healing. You have to get back up and keep looking to him and stay plugged into the vine. So be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left. Then you will be careful. Then you will be successful wherever you go. So let me read that again. We're in Joshua 1 and 7. And it says, be strong and very courageous. That's the first thing he asked you to do. Be careful to obey. That's just all the law. That's number two, obedience, okay? And do not turn from it. You have to stay with it. You have to stick with it. Keep doing what you were doing before. That's what it took for you to get free, that's what you need to do to stay free. You're going to have to seek the Lord, and you're going to have to stick with God so that you may be successful wherever you go. So success follows this formula, and success patterns follows this pattern. So if you keep the book of the law, it tells you in the 8th verse, the book of the law, and do not let it depart from your mouth. So meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do. If you meditate on the word, if you think about the word, if you stick with the word of God, you will be careful to do everything that is written in the word is what it says. Then there's a promise. If you do your part. So there's some promises that are conditioned on you. If I do this, then God will do that. So this is the if and then. You can't have the then unless you are able to render the if. So it says here, meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. We're talking about how to be successful today. This is God's plan for success. Meditate on the word day and night. Keep it before you. Get up, spend time in the word of God. Get up and spend time in his presence. Get up and seek his face. Begin to worship him. Begin to seek him and begin to obey what he says. Start making it radical, making it all about him. And then you will see, he said here, you will be prosperous. You will see this success bring forward.
Amen.
Now if I look in the 9th verse, he says, have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous, to not be terrified? And I'm going to say there's a lot of responsibility with the things God has given you. But God knows that things are going to come that are going to want you to be fearful and want you to be intimidated and want you to be cowardly and want you to be settled and want you to step back. But you cannot. You have to be strong. You have to be courageous. And if you feel the spirit of fear coming, you have to still do it even if you feel afraid. In 2 Timothy 1 and 7, it says, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but he has given you. So what do we know about fear then? We know that all fear is a spirit. Those reports that you've gotten, the fees that are coming up, the paperwork that you have, the things that you're looking at doing, the plans, the drawings, the whatever it is, the enemy wants you to be fearful, and he wants you to be afraid. He wants you to feel like you can't do it. But remember what we read, that God is with you, and he will do it with you, and he will provide for you what you need. You have to just step out and stop waiting for the finances and the things to come forth so that you can be successful. You have to just step out and be successful. You've already written the vision. You've already made it plain. You've got to start taking some steps forward to make this come to pass. You can't keep doing what you did before. You're going to go around this wilderness for 40 years. It's time for you to step out into everything that God has for you. So it tells you here, have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. It's a command to not be afraid. It's a command. You cannot be afraid. the command that you cannot be afraid. Do not be intimidated, cowardly, settled. Okay? You have got to watch out because fear is a robber.
Yes, it is.
The things that God has for you. Fear will keep you always looking at what should, could, or would have instead of what is. Fear is the thing that will keep you from stepping into your destiny and your purpose. Fear will always have you believing something false. And if you meditate on fear, you will notice you can never possess the promise. So he told him, do not be fearful. Do not be intimidated. Do not be cowardly. Do not be settled. Do not be afraid. You have got to, you have to know that God understands that fearful things may come. But even if those fearful things come, you have to commit. God told me to do it. God's going to see me through it. God's going to make a way. And he will make a way for you.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
He's going to make a way. You are not alone. He said he's with you. It's his job to bring it to pass. He understood when they were going to possess the promise that there was going to be a battle, that there was going to be war, that there was going to be enemies, that there was going to be giants, that there was going to be floods, that there was going to be fire, that there was going to be lions, that there was going to be tigers, there was going to be bears out there, that there was going to be a giant, that there was going to be roadblocks, that there was going to be all kinds of things. He understood that those things were going to be there. But he said, I am with you, and I will not leave you, and I will not forsake you. I need you to do it afraid. He said, do not be terrified for it by them. Go forward. Move forward. Take what you have and keep moving. Don't be concerned about what you see. He knows that fear will rob you every single time. So he said, I need you to be bold and courageous and confess over yourself. I am bold and I'm courageous. I'm able because he is with me and he will do it for me. And apart from me, he could do nothing. And there was many times that the Israelites went out to battle, but God battled for him. He said, I will, Joshua and Caleb, you got to have a Joshua and Caleb spirit because they said, God will do it for me. God will fight this battle for me. God will make a way for me. And I'm just reminded to share with you, there was one time in last August, I owed on my business, I owed almost $6,000 back. And it was like every month, it was still just lingering. It was lingering. It was lingering. And finally, I got serious. Somebody, I need to really get in their spirit. You got to say, I got serious. I got serious. I said, what is $5,000 to God? That is nothing. What is $5,000 to him? He said he would rebuke the devourer for me. He said that he would rebuke it. I paid my tithes. I'm serving him. I'm not in sin. I'm serving him the best way I know how. He promised me in this scripture in Joshua that I would have success. So I began to seek the face of God, and I began to look at areas I could sow. I began to sow seed and believe and call forth my harvest and say, it is paid, it is done. And I called the lady and said, oh, you're going to have your money in about a month. She said, oh, really, all of it? I said, yeah. I said, I prayed, and God's going to do it. She said, okay. She didn't believe in God or anything. Do you know that month the Lord allowed $15,000 to pass through my hand that month, and I was able to pay everything. And the enemy, when the money came, he was saying things like, no, you can't pay that right now. You need to pay other things. I would tell him, shut up, devil. Don't talk to me, devil. I'm paying what I said I was going to pay, because when God gives you the money, sometimes we've done other things with it. We have to do exactly what God said. We told God to give us the money for, and he will do exactly what we asked him to do. What he gave it for, you have to put that money exactly where you said you were going to put it. So I was diligent with that. And God honored me because as soon as I did that, more money came. And I ended up getting a $3,000 bonus. And then I ended up another $1,500 bonus. And I was so surprised because I was like, oh, he did more than I could ask, imagine, or think. And then someone dropped in my ministry account $800, and the Holy Spirit said, I want you to sow that to other ministries. So I got online and found on all these other ministries. He didn't say to my church. He said to other ministries. So I sowed it into other ministries, and then God turned around and gave me another $1,300 check. And I'm trying to tell you that I didn't see the way. We get complacent. We get tired. We try to say we're going to do it. We're going to say we're going to pay in little increments. We say we're going to make a way. I'm telling you, what is it to God, 5 and 10 and 20 and 30 and $100,000? It's nothing to God. What is it to him? He is. It's nothing. He will give it all to you if you can just get the glory and he can get the testimony out of it. So fearful things come and you're feeling like you're going to get evicted. You feel like you're going to get kicked out of your business. You feel like you don't have the business plan. You feel like you're not going to be able to do what God calls you to do. And you have to know that regardless of what you see, ignore what you see, believe what God said and begin to step forward. Like I said, yes, he knew when he called David that the giant would be there. And yes, he knew when he called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that they would be thrown into the lion's den and there would be lions. And he sent the angels to shut their mouth. And yes, he knew that when Moses and the children of Israel would go out, that they would face, that there would be Pharaoh's army behind them and there'd be water in front of them. And he prepared them to go forward, and the enemies that he sees as he's going forward, he would see no more. Yes, he knew that when he called Joseph, Joseph would be lied on and thrown into the pit. He would be accused of rape and thrown into prison. He understood that. Yes, he knew. God knows what you're dealing with, and he knew what would come against you, and he's provided a plan and a way of escape in the midst of what you're seeing. So you can't be fearful. You can't let what you see keeping you hold you back. I don't care what the roadblocks are. Keep knocking and the door shall open. Keep seeking and you shall find. Keep asking and it shall be given. That's Matthew 7:7. And I like the Amplified. It says, keep doing it. You can only knock on a door that's been closed. I don't care if they told you no 10 times. Go back to somebody else. I was listening to somebody's testimony the other day about they were playing basketball in Mexico, and their mother is from, you know, is a Mexican descent, and so they should have been able to give them their citizenship very easily. And they kept going back, and they kept telling them no, and they kept saying, oh, you need this, no, you need that, no, you need this. And I know this is for somebody here because you keep getting that you need something else, you need another thing, and you need another piece of paper, need another thing. Well, he kept needing something else, and he kept bringing everything. When he finally had everything and he went to the window, the lady still told him no and denied him. That was the enemy that was denying him. And so then what did he have to do? Someone else came in the midst and took him to the back and said, you know what, let me give this to you, and stamped his passport, and he was able to play basketball. Why do I tell you that? Because if you keep on knocking, the door shall be open. Matthew 7:7. You keep on asking and you shall have. You keep on seeking and you shall find. You can only knock on a door that's been closed. So I want you to go back to the doors that have been locked, and I want you to knock on them, the doors that have been closed, and I want you to knock on them. Knock and allow the door to be open. I want you to keep seeking so that you may find. I want you to keep, if you've fallen, I need you to get back up and get back in the race. I need you, it's not given. You gotta remember, the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong. It's to he that endures to the end. So you have to get back up. I wrote yesterday in the Lifeline about a righteous man, and he falls 7 times in a day. And you may have tried 7 businesses, and you might have tried 7 times if you'd be on your 7th time, but you have to get back up and continue in the things of God and get back up and get back in the race and get back in the fight, and don't let the enemy talk to you and shut the fear down and speak against fear, because God's ammunition for fear is going to be faith. So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. You have to renew your mind. You have to stay in the things of God. That'll keep you from falling and keep you from error. So in the midst of that, when the robbers are coming and you're seeing all the obstacles, you have to begin to still speak the word to the obstacles. You have to begin to see yourself as God sees you. You have to see yourself as strong and mighty and an overcomer. You have to see yourself past the things, and you have to lay aside every weight. You have to let people go and situations go, and you have to find out how you can run without being weary and without being heavy and walk without fainting. You have to begin to get your wings and begin to fly like an eagle, and you have to see the salvation of God in you. See yourself mighty and see yourself conquered and see it's already done and see it already paid, and set goals for 5, 10, 20 years ahead of time, knowing that you're going to begin to knock off the things on your goal because you've written the vision, you've made it plain, you've posted it up for all to see. Though it tarry, wait for it, it shall surely come to pass. So when God gave us his plan for success, if we look back over that, you begin to see that the Lord had called you to be strong and courageous, to keep fear out. And he's called you to be careful to obey his law, the things that he said. And he's given you his formula that he said, do not turn from it, from the left or to the right, so that you can succeed everywhere you go. When you stand with the word of God and do what God says and don't question God, you will see success. And he told you, don't let the book of this law to depart in Joshua out of your mouth, but meditate on it day and night, that you may be careful to do everything that's written in it. Then we will be prosperous and successful. So if you got to turn on your CDs in the morning, you have to turn them on in the car. You need to turn off the other music. If you need to shut out people and shut things out, if you got to fast and pray, whatever it takes, you got to get to this place, because then you'll be prosperous and you'll be successful. And that is where God can work in the midst of that. And he wants you to be prosperous. He wants you to be successful. He understands fears are coming. He understands that situations are coming. He understands obstacles are coming. But he has given you the ability to overcome them all. And as I'm looking for one last scripture as we go into this, 1 Peter 1 and 3, this just dropped in my spirit. Here it is. Let me see. There it is. Okay. Hold on. I didn't have that one, but this is, there's a way to obtain every single thing that you need. See, everything we need is in this Bible. There's no mistake that there's 66 books. They're the lost books, or whatever they want to call them. They would be in here if God had intended them to be in here, but they're not. But these are the ones you can hold God to, his word, and you can obtain everything you need. So it's his success, for his success plan is going to be in this word. And Hebrews tells us the word of God is alive, it's active, it's sharper than any double-edged sword, and it cuts, it pierces, it divides. And so this word is alive if you will use it. So take this word in 2 Peter, not 1 Peter, 1 and 3. He said, his divine power. So first of all, it's not our power, but it's his power. Has given me, instead of it says us, I'm putting my word there. It's given me everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him. So in your knowledge of who he is, your knowing of him, that word intimacy. See, a lot of people don't feel conviction, and they don't, the intimacy, they don't understand how serious you could be about God, because they only know him on their mental level. But you have to know him, the Bible says, in an intimate way, as if Adam and Eve knew his wife and she conceived. In an intimate way, you have to know him, and that will keep you from certain things. So it will always keep you if you have intimacy with him. So it's his divine power that has given us everything we need for life and godliness. I have everything I need for life and godliness and success. Why? Because it says in this scripture, through our knowledge of him who called us by his glory and his goodness, through these he has given us his very great and precious promises. So that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption of the world by evil desires. So the promises of God, and God wants you to put him in remembrance of his promises and put him in remembrance of his word. And so in the midst of that, you have the Lord that has given you access to everything that you want by his promises. You have to call on the promises of God. You have to speak the promises of God. You have to speak with faith to your situation. You have to hold God to his word, Jeremiah 1:12 and Isaiah 43:26, which says, argue the matter with me, state your case before me, begin to state the word of God. And that is what God has called us to do. So be encouraged today. And I want you to know that God has set you up for success, not failure, and that he's bringing you into a great place. And even if you're in a seasonal thing, God will take you to the next level, and it should be higher, and it should be in different dimensions. And when I say higher, actually, sad to say, I don't want to say this in a negative way, but it didn't look like a demotion. So sometimes it looks like you've been demoted, but you're really being promoted to set up for your next position. So just understand, after every fall or situation doesn't mean that you're not in a position to go to the next level. Peter, he denied Jesus three times, and it was that denial that he was so hurt from. Even when Jesus came to appear to him, Peter was not there. Okay, so he was gone. He finally jumped to Peter, and he restored Peter. He said, love us, thou me. And Peter was more than that. He became that rock. At that moment, he had been silent. And Simon was still flaky, and he was still wavering in some of the things of God. But if you love God, you will stand, and you will line up to what he's called you to be, like Peter. If you made some mistakes, if you had some setbacks, it looks like that, don't worry. God knew he would deny him, and he provided a plan of restoration so that he could do what he called him to do. So I want you to do what God has called you to do. I want you to stand. I want you to repent. I want you to speak to it. I want you to set his word before you. I want you to get his promises. I want you to write your vision. I want you to make it plain. I want you to post it up so all can see. I don't want you to be discouraged. I want you to bind fear and doubt. I want you to take your authority with your feet, place it underneath you, and walk and step into the things of God. So I thank you, Father, for sealing this word. I thank you, Father God, for touching each and every person. I thank you, Father God, for making a way out of no way. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you love each and every person here and that you set us up so that we could prosper and that we could succeed, that we could step into the things that you have for us, God, that we could hear your voice prophetically and not stray to another. It is a great season. It's a great day, and this is what you have for us, God, and we bless you today. We thank you, Lord. Make a way, make a way, make a way, and we just call upon your mighty, mighty, precious name in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for success. Thank you for your word is already got it written in there that you called us as entrepreneurs, you called us as leaders, you called us as parents, you called us to succeed and not to fail. So we thank you that we can do anything but fail, and we remain in you. Forgive us our sins and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, God. And thank you for leading us not into temptation, but deliver us from any hand of the enemy. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, for yours is the kingdom and yours is the power and yours is the glory forever and ever. We love you and honor you and cherish you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Wow. What a powerful word on today. Yes, God's plan for your success. That was mighty and that was powerful. And we have some questions for you. I'm going to open up. This one caller has a comment or question, I believe.
Okay.
So see if I can open. But That was a good word, you know, so many powerful scriptures to back up that word on today for anybody. There's no reason that you should be in doubt and worried about what your business is going to do, what's going to happen in your particular or specific situation. Know that God has a plan. I love so many things that you said, but I wanted to give this caller. So how can people get in touch with you?
Okay, well, there's a couple ways. They can follow me on Instagram and Twitter. I'm at @_souls, SOULSHR, on Facebook at Taryn N. Tarver. So TARYN, N as in Nancy, no period. Tarver, T as in Tom, A-R-V as in Victor. You can find me on YouTube at #LifelineTNT. So I'm there as well. And my website, they're combined websites, but www.soulsofnoblecharacter.com or www.womenofnoblecharacter.com. So you can reach me at any one of my websites, too.
Man, awesome, awesome, awesome. Woman of God, that is so powerful. And so when you go around and you speak and you're throwing out the lifeline right here this morning on oh, my God, that was amazing. You were ready to rock and roll. You just came in and boom, 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 boom. Oh, kapow, kapow.
To God be the glory.
Oh, to God be the glory. I mean, that was so beautiful. And I mean, I just, you know, just talking about all the things that God knows that is happening through our lives, even, you know, taking it back to the very beginning, talking about us putting things under our feet and taking that authority over these situations. That sometimes we let take the best of us, and we're not standing up in our full right. We're not standing up in our place of authority, but you, woman of God, have set that thing straight on today. I don't think there's a single person. Praise God. He has used you today in more ways than we can ever acknowledge. I mean, and what a quick. You did a quick work. That was, like, swift. You know, you must be known as the Speedy Gonzales of preaching. Because I met the Doogie Howser of preaching one time, a little young preacher, and he was powerful. I called him the Doogie Howser of 3G. But boy, oh boy, you, woo, I'm telling you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm fighting because I didn't take notes. But one thing I love about Blog Talk Radio, I don't have to take notes because all of this is being recorded. It's in the archive. It'll be ready about 15 or so minutes after the air broadcast airs. And so I can go back and listen, and I'm going to be taking notes. Just know. So can you tell us what do you have in line of speaking engagements? Where will you be speaking, or where will you be at where people can, you know, get in? They can come if they want to be actually there, or is it online?
Okay.
Tell us a little bit.
Yeah, actually, well, I do a prophetic conference every year, so we'll be posting the prophetic conference, and then we also do the health conferences, too, and we also minister there, and we do healing, deliverance, many types of different trainings and workshops, too. So I have a new class that will be coming up on one day a week where I'll be teaching the leaders, and so leadership training on deliverance, the prophetic healing and such, also helping your pastor to succeed and et cetera. I teach online. I'm in California, by the way, so like here right now, let me see, I think it's 4, yeah, it's 4:40 here, in 4:42 in the morning, and you guys are a little bit ahead of us, so. But we have the Lifeline on Wednesdays. Usually it's at 6 and or 12:10. Sometimes it's both in 2 days, so in the same day. So you can always see there'll be a ribbon that'll be posted on my Facebook page, which will show that we have weekly things you can climb on. And this month I'm also speaking on I'll be posting it today on Thursday night at 9 p.m., which will be, I guess, Florida time, but my time, 6 p.m., I'll be speaking on Thursdays as well. So there's a few things that are going on, but you can check my page, and it'll be posted probably later on today, the things you can get on and take a listen. And I try to upload as many things as I possibly can, so I would appreciate when that link is available, we can tag it on my page and let the people listen in on your messages, because these are blessing. Mm-hmm.
Oh, been such a blessing because we were just talking about God's plan on Sunday. We were going over that exact same scripture in the book of Joshua. Joshua, we were focusing on 1 and 8, but of course we touched on Joshua 1 and 7, where he tells Joshua to be of good courage. So when mm-hmm. you started out with that, I was like, yes, yes, yes. And this
wow.
is This is Coach Louisa, by the way, and I'm, you know, probably Coach Cassandra. You've met her, and
we also
have Coach Fred, and don't forget we have the CEO of Christian Social Network. Are you familiar with them?
No. So I would love to be familiar with them, but I have not been.
Oh my God! Yes. You can probably get some of your teachings and your videos and what have you on there. Oh, my God, it's the Christian Facebook, and it's just like Facebook. It has even more things on there, and it's Christian Social Network. The brother who is the CEO and founder of that, David Knight Sr., he also tuned in to our show regularly, and he's been a guest on our show. He's been a guest on our We do a monthly teleshow that's coming up at the end of this month. It happens at the end of every month on the last Tuesday. We have phenomenal and dynamic speakers, just like yourself, from all over the world. They come, and we call that Power Up Your Possibilities. So definitely, and we always love to get in a plug to remind people to listen. It's free of charge. People can just dial in and be powered up. This month we have George Frazier of FrazierNet, and Alicia Owens, a powerful dynamic speaker and entrepreneurs. But David Knight has a phenomenal program, and you can visit him on the web and open up a space right there on Christian Social Network by going to www.mycsn, Christian Sam Nancy. CSN.org. That's the website. Nice and simple. Open up your page. Now, we also have another coach
who also co-hosts the show with us, and he's here from time to time, and that's Mr. Fred Brooks, coach. He's a phenomenal coach, speaker, man of God, newly engaged, happy as a lark, and he's also on the line. Good morning, Fred. How are you?
Good morning. I am great. I am feeling wonderful, especially after that word. I am.
Wasn't that powerful?
Ecstatic.
That was a powerful word. That was awesome. I'm telling you, I was like, whoa. I'm like, oh my God, too bad I'm in the car and I can't work the board and be telling everybody and their mother to this. I was.
A word to our business people and everyone listening in and those future coaches out there and entrepreneurs.
Yes.
Not that Saren's word needs any explanation because God's word is true. But it says some things that came to me to tell the business people to be strong and courageous in what you're doing. Obey. Mm-hmm. It's very important to be obedient. Not only to the word of God, but to there's a word in the land that you need to be obedient to also. Be consistent. And the Bible says that success will follow you wherever you go, but you also have to keep this book of the law on your lips. A lot of times we want to study everything else but the word of God, and we put all this education and everything in our heads. And not that education is bad, but you have to meditate on this word night and day if you want to be prosperous. And then you have to remember the authority and the power that God has given you, he also gives you a territory. God assigns you people. As a coach, he assigns you people. But in a business, he assigns you a territory. And he assigns you a territory to govern over, to have authority over. And no man can take that from you. You have something that's assigned to you as a business person, entrepreneur, that God has appointed, not man. So don't look to man for your appointments, for your promotions, for your success in business. Look to God because he's appointed it. And the final thing, you read Joshua, ready yourself. Joshua readied himself. He was in preparation in all that time for the time when God prepared him to take over. And it was the takeover came in God's time, not in Joshua's time. Even though Joshua may have been ready or thought he was ready, but it was in God's time that his promotion came. So ready yourself, whether that be with a coach, a mentor, or whoever, and prepare yourself before business.
Yeah.
Don't be hasty. Don't jump. Don't be in a hurry. And that's what I got from all of that. It's a wonderful word.
Amen. Thank you.
A wonderful word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wonderful. And that's Coach Fred. Yes. What a wonderful and a power-packed word. I love how you hooked so many powerful dynamic pieces and showed how they all backed each other up and how they were all linked together, so linked together. And that was also powerful. You know, you just really, and pray. Listen, started with a prayer, ended with a prayer. I said, look at God. You are just doing it. So we really appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
Really quick, I missed the very beginning. Is there a business connected with Tarver? And give us some examples of how God's word has been true to in that business and being obedient.
Amen. Well, my business is called Souls Health and Resource Center, and I'm the founder and CEO of that. My office is located in Bellflower, California. However, it doesn't just kind of start there. I started with Women of Noble Character, my women's nonprofit organization, in 2003, and Souls was kind of birthed in 2006. In between that, when I was married, my ex-husband, we were the owners of, I don't know if you remember, Dada Footwear, but it was in all of Foot Locker and Worldwide Shoe Company. I married into it, but I learned a lot of business sense there. But I've been a natural entrepreneur since I was 12 years old. I've had a job, and I started my first business as a daycare business when I was 18 years old and helped my mother start hers. And I also While I was in college getting my undergrad and graduate, I owned a hair, nails, and tanning salon. So for the last 14 years, I've been doing ministry, and the Lord just used everything from radio broadcast to television productions, which is my major, for me to do what I do. And I was born into a family of NFL athletes. My dad was in the NFL, and I've had brothers that have been in the NBA, and I'm a track athlete. And so the Lord used all of it together, combination, where I help people to get healthy, lose 40 pounds in 40 days, even without exercise. I reverse health issues by the word of God, by prayer, but also by plans of eating and different things. And I help them eat right and drink right. And in the midst of that, they get their spiritual lives right. So I'm commissioned now by 3 John 1:2 that it is God's desire for us to prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers. So the lifeline is about the mental health. The soul prospering with your health is about your spiritually getting your body, your temple in order, and success according to Joshua 1:8. So that's what we do on a regular, everyday basis. And the Lord has kept it. He has produced it. He has been a calling that found me, not me finding it. I think I was born into it.
Amen. I'm familiar with the Tarver name. Now that you say all of that, I'm familiar with the Tarver name. Wonderful,
yeah.
Wonderful family, wonderful bloodline. We talk about God in our bloodline. Wonderful. You sure you're not from New Jersey? Because you talk pretty fast.
You know what's really funny? When I was born, my dad was playing for the Patriots. He played for the Patriots and the Eagles. So we lived in New Jersey, in Washington Township. So I lived there my first 3 years of my life. Then we moved to Oregon, and then California, and back to Oregon. Now I've been in California for 14 years.
Wonderful.
Wow.
I live in New Jersey now, and I'm in Washington Township.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely. And I can relate totally to the story of everything in your life leading up to what God has you to do and purpose. All the jobs, all the positions, everything you go through, all this preparation. For what's to finally come, what God purposed in your life. I'm a witness to that also.
Wow.
So, yes, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you.
What are the chances that you would be in Washington Township where I actually lived my first 3 years of my life?
Yes,
that's
I'm in Sicklerville, actually.
Wow.
Yes.
Look at God.
Not a coincidence at all, not a coincidence.
Whew. You Jesus.
Wow, yes, this is amazing. And, you know, woman of God, thank you so much for just coming on and, you know, just being so grateful and humble to come on our show and be able to share your story, share your mission, your purpose, your ministry, the work that you're doing. You know, you shared some of your, you know, your testimony of how you've experienced this word that God just, you know, knowledgeable of this word, but you actually have, as we call outcomes, you've actually put the word has worked in your life.
Yes.
And you're here to show other people and to tell people, and so people can have, that even increases people's faith, you know, when they see, wow, you know, God did that for her. If God could do that for that person.
Yeah.
You know, because we know he's no respecter of persons. What he did for one, he'll do for another.
Yes,
you know, and with your boldness, you know, you said be bold. You know, you got to be bold. We got to take back authority that is ours. You know, it's only the enemy. Oh my God! And when you were talking about that seeking and knocking, oh my powerful word. Because it's all of the word is powerful, right? So.
Yes.
The word just is truthful and powerful. So, you know, you so eloquently just spoke it, the scriptures to back it up. And he said, seek now. He said, go back to that door. Knock again. If you're knocking, that means the door is closed because you can't knock on an open door.
Right.
So either you're walking through the door or you're knocking. There's only two positions. You're not giving up because, like you said, the race isn't given to the swift or the mighty, but to those that endure. So, you know, you really, I mean, it's easy to remember the instructions that you gave, and you said, put them over our situations. So whether it's, you know, a marriage, a relationship, finances, a business, you know, right now a lot of students are getting ready to graduate. They may feel apprehensive, fearful. Oh, and boy, oh, boy, fear. You threw that under the bus. Get rid of fear. It's a spirit. God, I mean, really, I'm just, like, excited. And then Coach Brooks, you know, coming in talking about God giving us these territories. And then, you know, you said that it's not in our time. Why is it not in our time, people? Because it's in God's time. Hello? It's his time, not our time. He said his ways are higher than our ways. So his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So that's why we have to be okay with it not being in God's time, but having the faith and believing it will happen. So I'm just, you know, I'm just excited. And then to hear your background about, you know, your dad, you know, being in the end. Boy, I would know my husband. Wish he could listen right now. My husband loves sports. And
oh, wow.
Oh, my God, he is a sports fanatic, especially football and basketball. But he loves all of them, but definitely loves those two. So wait till I tell him who we had on the show today. Well, he'll be surprised. I'm like, oh, yeah. But he's a cool kind of dude, so, you know, he doesn't show a lot of excitement all the time. But inside, he'll be screaming, yay, go Coach Lewis.
Amen.
Amen.
I have one important question it keeps telling me that I have to ask.
Okay.
Okay. To Taryn, you have a very successful family, sports family-oriented, very successful in life. In your family, I want to ask you, everyone say, we know that everyone is not usually safe, but what is the acceptance level toward you and your walk to the Word of God with family members and friends? We know that we can't be accepted by everyone.
Right.
That's what I want to ask you, but you know what I want to ask you.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
okay,
speak
to
that.
A prophet is not accepted in his own land, and a lot of times, mm-hmm. you know that Jesus, he went to his hometown, and he could do very little miracles because of their lack of faith, because they remember everything about you. They know all your mishaps, your hang-ups. Now, a lot of times when I minister the Word of God, I bring them out and talk about them up front, and I'm very honest about them, and it's actually given me a lot more leverage. But they've seen such a consistency now over the years. So the first few years, it was just kind of like, And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, my daughter's a prophetess. My daughter's a prophetess. My father actually got saved when I was preaching at one point in time, too, at my grandmother's church before she passed. And they've watched me go from speaking engagement to speaking engagement. They've seen healings. They've seen deliverance and demons being cast out. My little brother, who was in the NBA last year, but he's overseas this year, Seth Tarver, he's still a virgin, and he's believing God for his life. But that young man knows the power of God, and he has done a lot of deliverance training with me. And so in the family, they kind of know who I am. They don't invite me to a lot of things because they'll say like something like, oh, we're going to be sinning. I'm like, oh, gosh, you know. And so I don't bring condemnation. I know there'll be certain things that I don't participate in, like maybe everyone's drinking. They just know I don't drink, and a lot of times they have enough respect where they may not do certain things in front of me. They'll wait till I leave when I come to family functions, but they know the integrity. So it's very important to have consistency and diligence in who you are and live an upright life before them that is blameless, and they trust you. And I've given prophetic words where they know if I call, it's the Lord calling, and you can take the words to the bank. And so the Lord has had to do this because as a kid, that wasn't my testimony, and the Lord has really established, and and I need to do things to keep that before them and to live an upright life. So there's certain things you just can and cannot do, family functions or not. If you want to be seen as the woman of God or the man of God, you're going to have to allow God to use you when you get in those settings. And a lot of times I'll come in and say, Lord, who do you want to touch and who do you want to pray for? What is it you tapped me to do, and why did you bring me here? So look for the opportunities Know that they were. Everybody doesn't accept you. Some people are jealous. Some people are like the King David's brother. When you read in 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, and 15th and 16th chapter, when David came to the line, his brother got angry when he was inquiring about what Goliath was doing. And he made a mockery of him and said, "Who's with those sheep that you have left?" Basically, like, get back to those sheep. This is, I'm supposed to be here. This is my thunder. So people will make insults. They will hurtle things at you. They will say things that, to remember, try to remind you who you used to be, but you have to know who you are and allow that to carry you through, to not care who you used to be, and know that you are powerful and you're mighty and before God, and you can pull down all kinds of strongholds, and you can see prophetically, and you can live longer, and you can speak life, and that you have authority and power, that you are not the same person.
Wow.
Amen. Thank you very much. My sheep know each other. I thank you for your spirit and your recognition. You notice, Pastor Lisa, I didn't have to say the whole question. The spirit would download the rest of it into her, and she knows what to say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Jesus, thank
you.
You.
Back to you, Coach.
Amen. All right, no, that's a wrap. There's nothing more to say unless the woman of God has anything more to say. I'm done. That just, you said it all. I mean, I'm just in awe of God and how he continues to cover this broadcast and the powerful men and women that he has brought to this broadcast. I just thank God for you. I thank God for your life and how God is using you, and just thank God for each of person tuned in this morning, and thank God for you, you know, so early in the morning there in California. Thank you so much. 7 o'clock, I'm all the way on the East Coast. I'm just 20 minutes from New York. 20 minutes from New York. So it's 8 o'clock almost. It's 8 o'clock already here. So, but 7 o'clock when we started. God bless you. But to those who are tuned in, tune in each and every morning. And I know you're coming. God has drawn you to this radio ministry.
Amen.
Can't even call it a radio show. It's not a show. We're not here for any show form or fashion. You know, this is a work to do. There are entrepreneurs. There are leaders. There are employees. There are children of the Most High God that are coming to this broadcast to get their day started. You know, as they get their day started. This is just one segment of these people's days. These people are up meditating and reading the word, or if not, they're doing it afterwards. But this is just a part of their, you know, process of what they do to dedicate their morning. You know, that's why our show is on early, is we want to be a part of the process of setting our day right, you know, before the Lord, so he can bless us.
Yeah.
And we can bless us. Amen. And I'm just honored that, you know, God has sent people like yourself, because we know that where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is. And we know that where the Spirit of the Lord is every kind of deliverance, every kind of healing, every kind of manifestation. And, you know, Coach Cassandra knows how much I love God for my success, so much so that I wrote a book with that title. That's the name of my book, God's Plan for My Success.
Yeah.
That's the name of the book. I wrote the book 10 years ago, and, you know, we sold thousands of copies. I don't promote the book as much as, because I don't really have to. It is what it is. The people that find it on the internet, they may contact me, or if someone invites me to speak, I may or may not bring them. But I love the message. I reference Joshua 1:8, so it is one of my favorite foundational scriptures, in addition to Jeremiah 29:11. So I just believe that when God does things like this with me, I feel, you know, it's a word that you're speaking to me through him, you know.
Yeah.
Now,
because you didn't know that. You don't know anything about my book. You don't know anything about me, for that matter. But
yeah.
God knows, and I'm just kind of like in awe. So I don't have much else to say. I'm just really blown away. And
well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you. All glory to God.
I do. I thank God for you. I really do. I thank God. We love you. We love your ministry. We will definitely, I will be definitely following up with
Amen.
You.
Amen. Post it on the page when you guys get it together today. That would be great.
Oh, yes. We're going to post on the page. I'm going to be telling people about you, about your work. Hopefully, I can get out to California to, you know, one of your sessions out there. I've been looking for a reason to come to California for the longest, and now I think I have a good one.
Amen. We love to have you, so we'll definitely know, and I think I'm coming that way in October for a conference, so let me know so we can connect when I'm there.
Yes, definitely. Give me the dates, and I will definitely I know I will be in Ohio. I'm actually born and raised in Cincinnati, Ohio. And so the first weekend in Ohio for the past 14 years, we've done a praise and deliverance conference.
Oh, awesome.
Cincinnati. I know it's something that my mother had started. And then she passed away just 2 or 3 years after she started it. But we kept it going. So her daughters and her grandchildren and others. But we've just been watching God, you know, move through that. But we definitely will look forward to having you come 1 year there.
That would be fabulous.
Every year. Yeah, every year we have 2 or 3 speakers come. And we just, oh, my God. But it is that first weekend in October. So if not this year, next year, we definitely will put that together, and we would love to have, I've never met you, but I'm like Coach Brooks, I just love your spirit, really.
Thank you,
such a blessing.
Thank you, Lord.
And thank you for blessing this broadcast. I just believe that whoever, that there is a fresh anointing that is on this show today, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that whoever listens, you know, to this, that they're going to get a healing, they're going to get a deliverance, they're going to get blessed, they're going to receive a freshness about their life. They're going to be able to get up. You know, this was a very powerful teaching today, very powerful. Very, I'm sensing that in the spirit, that this not like, we haven't been this way before. And it's not to say we haven't had other, we've had dynamic, we've had shows on here where people were weeping, and I was one of them.
Amen.
Oh, yo, my God, but something about today, something special today.
Thank you, Lord.
And, yeah, I don't want to move away too fast, too quickly.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
I just want the Holy Spirit just to do all that it needs to do.
Thank you, Lord.
Some things were spoken, so many words, so many. Yes, Lord. Just for people to get. People have to get this. Really, really, really have to get it. To be strong, to be courageous, to take authority over your situations and trust God, obey God, read His word, meditate on His word.
Yes, Lisa, as the Spirit meditates, and you know, we let that Spirit flow, there's some people out who are starting businesses or at crossroads trying to make decisions whether to go right or left. Need to hear a word. I have a feeling that Sister Tarver has a word for those struggling in their business, trying to make decisions, trying to figure out which way to go. Do you have a word for them?
Yes. Those who are struggling in it, I want you to remember what God said and then hold them to that word. There was a word God gave me years ago when I remember the enemy. I got laid off on my job at ABC Television, but I had a business, and I just bought a brand new house, so I own two houses now. I had two houses and two cars and a business, but I still had worked on my job, so I knew God called me to have this, and the Lord gave me this word that changed my life. I gave you that house, I gave you that car, and the devil can't take it from you. And I would speak, God gave me the house, he gave me the business, he gave me this car, and devil, you can't take it from me. And when they tried to take my car and tried to take my house, God rebuked the devourer for me. And I would stay in the word of God, I would hold to his promises, and I would believe and receive what God said. And when I wanted to give it up, I could give it up. God would not allow it to be taken from me. And he went through great lengths to make sure that miracles happened in the midst of it. But I would say, devil, God gave it to me, and you can't take it from me. It's mine in Jesus' name. I would speak that every single day. When the phone calls would come and things were over my head, I would say, God, you said, God, you said, God, you said you would make a way. You had said you would rebuke the devourer. And I would stand on that word, and I watched God bring me out. I ended up selling both my houses when it was in due season. God paid off the car completely, and I never had the car taken because God gave me that car. And anything God gave you, the devil can't take it from you. So that's my word to you.
My Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. Woo! What a thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that right now. Word. The devil can't take away what God has given you. And that reminds me of Job. Oh, my God, all he could do was what God allowed him to do. And no more. No more.
Yes.
And I love that you call out the word, recite God's word. He said his word will not to him void, but will accomplish everything that he has sent his word forth to do. And I love because he said to Jesus, I'm sending you forth. And Jesus said, I am the word. And I am God. I am the word. The word is with God. The word is God. So the word has come forth, oh, my God, and has risen. Oh, my God, I could preach about 19 sermons. Yes.
Thank God for that. Thank God for that. And sometimes, you know, remember, we sometimes as a people want to wait till we're either at our lowest low before we think God can use us. So we want to wait till we get everything right. And God says he wants to take you from where you are right now to where he wants you to be. You don't have to be high. You don't have to be low. You don't have to wait for anything. And you don't have to get to a certain point. But God just wants a yes. And if you're in your business struggling, God just wants your yes so he can move you forward. So thank you, Coach.
Thank you. Because I tell you, before I just started a new job, I'm on day 8 of this new job. I started it last Monday, May 5th. But before the show started, I was like, you know what? I was at home every day in the morning anyway. And I said, I don't know how I'm going to keep this show going. We're going to have to stop the show because I got to get up now and leave my house and be on the road. There's no way I can do this show from my car, from my handphone. And, but I didn't, you know, and I heard you say before, you know, even when that voice tells you no or that fear comes up, just do it anyway. And even though, as you know, I thought, I'm not going to be able to do this, but I just went anyway. And so this, you are just an example and part of a testimony that shows that not only do it anyway, but there's a reason why. It's not just because it's not about you, you know, and I get that word of, so it's not about me. It's not about what I can or cannot do. It's about who God wants to bless and who God wants to reveal himself to. And so because the show hadn't gone on, you wouldn't be here right now. And there are people who will tune into this broadcast who's listening now who may not have known you or gotten a chance you know, a word from you. And it's been such a powerful word today. Such a powerful word. Thank you so much for just letting him use you and getting up. Because I know the enemy tried to stop you from getting on this podcast. I know. Something came up.
Yeah. That's very true. Very true.
I know. Something happened. This is not, there's just too much. So I was trying his best to stop this. But to God be the glory. Because the enemy can't stop God's plan. And that's, you know, oh my God, he cannot, though he will try. But I just love, I could go on, and everything you, I mean, every word, you know, talking about just to carry, just wait on it. And then Coach, you know, Coach said, you know, but be prepared while you're waiting. Prepare during the wait, you know. I think about the, and he talked about sports. Oh my God, that's a whole nother topic that we could talk about. A person, any type of athlete has to prepare themselves. The win, the national championship or whatever, may be a long ways off, but the athlete still has to do those sit-ups, push-ups, run laps, lift weights, and all those things in preparation for that day. They can't wait until the week before to get ready, you know. They would never be ready. So there's just so many things that I just can't wait to. So we're going to have you back. I hope you'll come back. We, first of all, pray that you'll come back. And we just want to just bless more people with, you know, what God is doing through your light. You've been a bright light here today. And just the fact that you're still here, even, you know, you could have been gone after 10 minutes, you know, you could have been, I'm so busy, I'm so important, I got so many things, which, and I know you do, I know you have a lot going on, and I just appreciate the time you've taken, not with me, per se, but with God's people, because we're all God's people. You know, and the word tells us that the whole world waits for the manifestation of the glory of God. And so we're all God's people waiting. We're waiting every day. We have an expectation every day to see the glory of God. And so you've helped us on today with that. And thank you, Cassandra. Thank you, Coach Cassandra. Thank you, you know, Coach Fred. Thank you, David. Thank you, Lori. I know, Lori, I know you got some, oh, my God, I can't wait to talk to you later. I know you're on fire right about now, Lori and Serena, another one of our authors, and Coach Serena Washington, awesome woman of God out there in New Orleans. She's down in New Orleans. And to, you know, Sister Denise Dickens, who happens to be, I think, in California, but traveling back to Cleveland today, to Bernita Ewing and so many others, and Kathy Howard, and I don't want to start calling names, but there's just so many that I know that they are tuned in, that they're listening, and a lot of people listen to the show that we never know who they're listening, because there's so many ways to listen to the show. You can't go by the number of people that dial in, because all types of RSS feeds out there that the internet pick up. People don't really, people think, you know, they say, oh, well, there was only 10 people on the line. You can't go by that. Do you know that there's a thing on the internet, I forget what it's actually called, but the minute something goes through the internet, there's about 500,000 sites can pick it up immediately without having any permission. Okay? Just Google your name sometimes, and you may be surprised where you find yourself on different websites. Okay? So Blog Talk Radio is one of those, is on the internet already. So people can listen anywhere in the world. And you never know who's listening, but we know somebody is listening. Amen. And this is the work of the Lord. Like you said, that part about the finances.
you know, oh, my God, you really had me going when you said, listen, $5,000, that's nothing to God. You're like, $1,000? $1 million, that's nothing to God. God, and so I so many things I could go over and over. We'll be here all day, but I know people have to go. So everyone, I want you to go onto our Facebook page, hashtag AAE show. Now, here's some instructions. Here's a test. I want you, if you're still on listening, and those who will listen to this in the archive, here's your assignment. Hashtag AAE show. And hashtag something that you got out of the message today, coming from our very, very, very powerful on today. Hashtag Ms. Taryn, woman of God, awesome woman of God. Hashtag what you got, one word, a sentence, and if you want to write a paragraph, that's fine too. But hashtag E show, or you can always, you know, post it on my page or Coach Cassandra's page or Fred's page, or we have a Power Up Your, we have a All About Entrepreneurs page on Facebook. So you can go to Facebook.com/AAE show. There's a page. So, you know, post something that you got there. Post a praise report, a praise request. You can also post that there. And we will keep your prayer concerns, because we know God is moving through this broadcast. Listen, what? Ooh-wee. I can't wait to share this. I'm going to call Hope Harper. When we get off, I'm going to call her up. She has a business. She's an entrepreneur. She loves the Lord in Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm going to tell her about this broadcast today. I'm going to call Elaine Cobb. She is a minister down in Philadelphia. So I want you all to call people that you know. Inbox them. Send them a text. People that you know they need this word on today. Because we're about to see supernatural miracles from this day. People are going to be calling up, talking about, guess what happened? This happened, that and that and that. And we look forward to hearing those praise reports, because they're going to, no healing is too big, too small. No deliverance, too big, too small. Drug addiction, people in prison, listen. God can hide people's records. I've known him to do it. Yes, he can do it. He can hide records. He can turn the hearts of judges. Yes, if people really want to make a change, if they really want to make a change, commit their life to the Lord, God will do, for some people, he'll do a one-time act, a one-time miracle. Amen. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Was somebody trying to talk? Oh, my God.
I will.
I think,
Coach Fred, I have something else to add. So much came from Sister Tolliver's message. I keep getting these little snippets of things. And this little snippet I have here is to remember, folks, that this is not about you. As I hear Sister Tolliver speak, I hear and understand that it's not about her. It's about God and his purpose in her. You're letting God do what he does in her. And in your business, it's not about you. God has assigned you that territory, and you have to do it his way. As you saw with Joshua, Moses thought he was going over, but because he didn't follow the obedience, he wasn't obedient and didn't follow the instruction of God, here God comes with someone else, Joshua, to take his place, to do, not so to take his place, but to do the purposes of God.
That's right.
And that can happen. So you have to do it God's way. Or,
wow.
And sometimes in church we have people who think, if I'm not there, it won't get done. Not true. God always has, as they say, a ram in a bush, but God always has in his purpose someone to fulfill his purposes. And if you're not going to do it God's way, he will remove you and put someone in place, as he did with Joshua, to carry out his purpose. So that's another part of hearing what she says. So that's to the business people and to just anyone who's listening and needed that word. Back to you, Coach.
Don't let them do it. We thank again, Prophetess, we thank you so much for coming on and delivering a powerful word. Everyone, don't forget your homework assignment, hashtag AAE show, a word that you got, somehow God moved on your heart, something that you are ready to step out and move forward. Like she said, promotions don't come from the north, south, east, or west, but they come from God. No matter how far down you are, no matter if you've been knocked down, get back up, get back in the ring. We go to her page as well and encourage her to continue. We know as leaders, we also need encouraging. We also need a blessing. So we just thank everyone again. We can't thank you enough. Thank you, Coach Cassandra. And we look forward to having you have you back, and we look forward to being back here tomorrow at the same time, same place. Wow. Not the same way, because we'll never be this, we'll never go this way again. This is definitely a once in a lifetime. So we thank you, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. And I can't wait to see what God does next. God bless each and all. We love you, and we want you to, whatever else you do today, make sure you have a super califragilisticexpialidocious day, baby. You know, I had to say that for Coach Cassandra, you know. If she was here, you know, she'd say that. So enjoy your day, everyone. Enjoy, enjoy.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About